What is an S-bantoon? To start, we should understand the nomenclature of our S-bantoon. We were told over the years from old-timers and in training that the part of the S-bantoon that looks like the handle at the top is actually not a handle at all, but is what is known as the barrel head, like a wine barrel. Some went so far as to point out how it is shaped, saying because it is shaped like a barrel, it is called the barrel head. Although barrel head is most likely a mispronunciation of the true name for it, which might be the burl head. A burl is the large striking end of a blunt force weapon. Like the burl head on the top of a shillelagh, the burl can be natural or carved. Given the southern draw of most Baltimoreans, it is very possible that burl head, over the years, became the barrel head. No matter how it originated, it is now the barrel head. The next part of the after the barrel head is the thong groove, which is an indentation between the barrel head and the shaft. It is used to secure the thong, also known as the strap, to the S-bantoon. The strap, by the way, is the leather strap most often seen being used when an officer spins his or her stick as he or she walks their beat. The strap has also been used to reach a subject that fell into the harbor and pull them to safety, and even as a tourniquet to stop the bleeding in a serious cut. Under the thong groove is the ring stop. This is what keeps the S-bantoon from falling through the nightstick ring as the stick is held on the officer's belt. After the ring stop comes the shaft. The shaft is the longest portion of the S-bantoon, the end of which is used as the handle when swung at a suspect to defend against an attack, or what is caught by the officer when spinning their S-bantoon. More often than striking with an S-bantoon, it is used to gain leverage. While a suspect refuses to comply, the arm can be more easily brought behind a subject's back with a prying motion, using that big barrel head as part of a lever to pivot a subject's arm behind their back. So, now that we know the parts of an S-bantoon, what in Baltimore makes a nightstick an S-bantoon? An S-bantoon, as we have already stated, is a name for a nightstick that is only used by the Baltimore police. It used to be, when asked what makes a nightstick an S-bantoon in Baltimore, the most common answer was it comes from that pages of Webster's 3rd edition, which defines an S-bantoon as follows. An S-bantoon in Baltimore is a policeman's club. Ken researched this for years and never found an easy way to provide a better answer till while reading a 1970 Sun paper article that asked, if a Baltimore City officer gave his S-bantoon to a county officer, would it still be an S-bantoon? This single question sparked the answer that we have all known for years, but had trouble wording our answer into a reasonable explanation. Now Ken has found the perfect question to help provide the perfect answer. To start, Baltimore Police Department's general orders, or what today is known as Baltimore Police Policy, specifically, Policy Number 1111, the S-bantoon is defined as follows. A wooden baton between 22 to 25 inches in length, with the striking end of the baton being between 1/2 to 1/3 inches in diameter, and the grip end being 1/3 inches in diameter. This means our nightstick has a burl head. But, what if the county officer simply turned his baton around? Wouldn't that make it an S-bantoon? Well, in theory it would, except, in Baltimore City this can be done under Policy 1111, and remain within the officer's training and guidelines. In the county, the officer would be going against his or her training, and therefore, not only would it not be an S-bantoon, but the officer could be charged departmentally, possibly even criminally depending on the severity of its use, and either way could face the possibility of losing his or her job. So, part of it not just that we turn it around and strike with the big end, it is that it is within our agency's rules and our training that we use it this way, and that is what makes our nightstick an S-bantoon.